Hello and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Dave again. And in today's episode of Hacker Public Radio, I want to do a movie review. But I don't know if you would call this a movie or not. The listeners of Hacker Public Radio are probably familiar with the graphic novel Watchmen. Have probably seen the motion picture Watchmen that came out March 6th, I think. And may have even heard me review the graphic novel and the movie in past episodes of my own podcast. Today I want to talk about something I've seen online on the DC Comics website, but I've never watched one of these, and it is a motion comic. And I was in Walmart a couple of weeks ago, and I saw for $13.99 the complete motion comic of Watchmen. It's 12 episodes, and the front of the DVD cover says the complete motion comic, 12 episodes, the graphic novel comes to life page by page, Watchmen, for mature audiences. And the back of the DVD box says the entire Watchmen graphic novel comes to life. And the little blurb on the back says, watched any great books lately? Now you can. The most celebrated graphic novel of all time that broke the conventional mold continues to break new ground. Watchmen co-creator and illustrator Dave Gibbons oversees the digital version of the graphic novel that adds limited motion, voice, and sound to the book's strikingly drawn panels. All 12 chapters of the story are here, over 5 hours, spanning everything from the mysterious demise of the comedian to the crisscross destinies of loosely allied superheroes to their fateful impact on the world. Be in the know, be watching with Watchmen, the complete motion comic. It's 5.5 hours long. It's 2 DVDs, and it's great. It is just like watching a book. It's like watching the graphic novel. With, I guess, the added bonus of, I don't know how they do this. Let me start there, I guess. They've taken the original artwork, from the book. I mean, it is the book. Frame by frame, more or less, they've added narration or a person reading all the words. They've added music and they've added limited motion. The camera will zoom in to a frame. You don't see the frame per se, but you know, each panel it zoomed into or zoomed out of. So there's camera motion that way. Inside the frames, there is motion. You will see hands move, chains on doors move. There is limited motion added. I have no idea how they do this, but they do a really good job. It adds a dimension to the graphic novel. And I've read Watchmen probably 4 times in watching the Watchmen, the motion comic. Things are brought out that I didn't get reading the book. Some of the continuity between seemingly non-continuous scenes are brought out that I didn't notice in reading the book 4 times. And this is, in my opinion, better than the motion picture. It's not the entire book. They do leave out all the under-the-hood stuff. But Tales of the Black Freighter is included. Not the animated Tales of the Black Freighter that's available on DVD now, but the Tales of the Black Freighter as shown in the book. This is the book with limited motion, music, and narration, sound effects, that kind of thing. It's amazing. If you've not read The Watchmen, or don't feel like watching The Watchmen, if you don't feel like reading The Watchmen, which I recommend that you do anyway, You can pick up the DVD for $13.99, and it's 325 minutes, and it is well worth the watch. It is not rated. It contains mature content. Some viewers may not find suitable, inappropriate for viewers younger than 17. Well worth it. Pick it up. I think you'll enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.